This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden wants to talk to you tonight on the anniversary of the date the coronavirus was declared a pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on the president's primetime address this evening.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it'll partly be about looking back.
The sacrifices that have been made, the lives that have been lost.
But the president also wants to look forward.
I'm going to launch the next phase of the COVID response and explain what we will do as a government and what we'll ask of the American people.
He's been adamant that Americans continue wearing masks, though federal health officials say it is now okay for fully vaccinated Americans to take off masks around each other or those at low risk. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tomorrow, Friday, President Biden will sign his COVID-19 relief package into law.
This bill represents a historic victory for the American people.
Up to $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans, among other things. But Republicans say this pricey bill is packed with things that have nothing to do with the pandemic. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy.
At $1.9 trillion in new spending, the so-called American Rescue Plan is the most expensive single bill in American history.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he has never done anything like this. An aide says he groped her in the governor's residence, the most serious allegation made yet against Governor Cuomo. They'll continue choosing jurors in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin today. They've seated 5 jurors so far. Chauvin is accused of murder and manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. Los Angeles is opening its first tiny home village to ease the homeless crisis there. The number of homeless people in Los Angeles County is increasing. This is AP News. California is on track to ease more COVID restrictions. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The governor says the number of coronavirus cases is dropping. Good news for areas in the purple tier, which have the highest restrictions.
Southern California, you will be a beneficiary of this, specifically LA. Will be a big beneficiary of this new metric that likely will be met.
California has a retooled equity strategy for getting more vaccine to communities hard hit by the pandemic.
The 2 million goal, which is our short-term goal, to address the issue of equity and to make sure that we're administering in a targeted manner these vaccines. We're at 1.9 million.
California began vaccinating people in December, but didn't commit 40% of its doses to the most vulnerable people until last week. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Texas Rangers are on track to be the first Major League Baseball team to have a full capacity crowd since the pandemic. April 5th. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.